And just before the midterm election, one voter told Politico she is voting against a ballot measure to make abortion illegal. She said, "It's horrible. It's terrifying. It's The Handmaid's Tale." Ah, The Handmaid's Tale, the dystopian novel by Margaret Atwood in the 80s. So many of us are talking about it. It portrays an America off the rails, where women are stripped of their rights, raped by powerful men in the name of procreation. And that novel spawned a powerful TV series on Hulu. One of the key characters who evolves this season is the villain Serena Joy. She is played by Yvonne Strahovski, who joins us now. Yvonne, welcome. And full disclosure, we are all a little scared of you.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for having me.
Oh my goodness. You sound so nice, but you know, I don't trust you, given what I've seen on the screen. In this dystopian series, you play a wife whose household has a handmaid who has horrific things done to her. And I have friends who say, you know, I'm not going to watch it because it's too real. It's too raw in this era of Me Too. We spoke to Margaret Atwood during the pandemic, and even she was surprised by the similarities between the fictional world of Gilead and what she was seeing here. Let's listen.
It's creepily similar. So the Gilead society is white supremacist. In the book, no ifs or buts about that.
So Yvonne, when you're playing Serena Joy, do you feel a sense of the familiar with real life out there?
Unfortunately, I do. Yes, it is just like Margaret said, it is very creepy and eerie how aligned we are with what's going on in the world. I mean, we started out when Obama was still president way back when. And so it is as if the writers have had some kind of a crystal ball. But I don't think I ever imagined when I signed on for this show, like ever imagined how powerful and potent it would be for viewers. I mean, even myself, when I watch the storylines of the other characters, it's shocking to me. I do remember having to pause the first three episodes a lot. I remember crying a lot. I mean, it's a lot to take on for so many reasons.
As I hear you say that, I'm thinking up until this season, you have played this villain character, the wife of a powerful commander, nemesis of the equally powerful but much less restrained June, the former handmaid. How do you get into character when you play Serena Joy, these darkest moments when she's on the screen?
This is kind of a strange position for me to be in because I am kind of like her best friend. I know her the most. She lives inside my brain, you know, and of course the writer's brains. In terms of acting her, I really do have to humanize her in order to create a well-rounded individual that people can connect to and feel all kinds of feelings for, including, you know, in her certain redeemable moments. There are not as many of those, but she does have some. I really have to sink into what is driving her at the core. And I think it's just really all about her betrayal and loneliness. You know, the commander betrayed her a long time ago before June ever entered the picture. And she is a lonely island. I feel like she is in survival mode, and that's how she justifies all of her terrible actions. And I don't think she is as evolved as June, where June can be self-reflective and look at her mistakes and really take action to correct or to understand and have compassion. I think Serena really is somewhat narcissistic in her actions.
I feel like watching through the seasons, we see more nuance in almost all of the characters. And as far as redemption, there are more moments for your character, Serena Joy, in this season, season five, when an ironic twist of fate, Serena has fallen out of grace in Gilead. She's given birth. Her newborn is taken from her. Here she is with Gilead commander, played by Bradley Whitford, talking about living with the people who have taken her child.
Do you want to be with little Noah?
I'm not going to live in the same house as my child's kidnappers.
Do you have an irony deficiency?
I don't give a damn.
Best line of the season, do you have an irony deficiency, I think. Serena Joy comes to see herself in an exact situation where she is effectively the handmaid. So I want to ask you, is it easier to play evil or is it easier to play a compassionate victim?
Well, I never see her as evil. When I'm looking at her from the inside out, as the actor playing her, I cannot see her as evil. You know, on one side, I'm playing her and I feel very much understanding for her. But then mm-hmm. on the outside, I don't think she is redeemable and forgivable. And I watch her same as everybody else does.
I want to ask you about what is probably the best rivalry, maybe on television, between you and June, played by Elizabeth Moss. The tension sometimes is almost painful, right? June is powerful, irreverent, gritty. She's abused by you and by Gilead. Her daughter is stolen. And then there's a showdown with a gun. We're not going to give it away. But I want to ask, what is it like staring down each other?
I think when we get together, it's really explosive. I think the pair of us love those scenes. I mean, I certainly love them. We love to analyze the scenes. Sometimes we don't at all. Sometimes we just throw ourselves in there and we explore and play. And I think that's our greatest advantage when we work together. Finding the unexpected thing in the scene that no one ever saw coming. I mean, you know, we had a bunch of very challenging scenes, both at that one with the gun at the end of 6 and then the following episode in 7. You know, in the birthing scene, we found, you know, laughter and smiling in this scene where I'm suggesting that she take the baby. And I never, ever thought that we would find that. But she has this amazing speech where she's telling me, that's your baby, and I'm not going to do what you did. And we never thought that I would find joy as the character in that scene. It's a huge payoff to be able to dive so deep and have scenes in a long-running series that are still so challenging and nuanced.
Well, we have a little bit of sound of this vitriol that we see from time to time between your character and June's. And here is June screaming a warning at you, driving by.
Never touch my daughter again.
Drive the car.
Never touch my daughter again.
Drive the car. Back it up now.
Wow. She is angry. She just kind of makes this face, and these brooding violins in minor keys just seem to follow her.
Yeah, I mean, she's extraordinary at what she does. I mean, we do have a really great time. I know that sounds weird, but we do laugh a lot as we work together. It's not all doom and gloom, even though that clip that you just played makes it feel like it is.
In the season finale, again, we're not going to give much away, but the season ends in a bit of, in an unexpected way, this ambiguous moment between you and June. Do you think the two of you could ever be friends?
The actress Siphon, doesn't think so. But Serena does. I think she's that sort of delusional in her narcissism that she thinks that maybe June can forgive her one day. But I also think that comes from her sheer desperation at having nobody else there to be an ally. I think there's a weird sadness to Serena where she longs to have some kind of a female who gets her like June does, you know. But unfortunately, obviously, I mean, the circumstances are beyond anything that could resemble a friendship, even though I think June often plays her cards and June has been tempted here and there. And we have seen them in these moments. But like June said, this season, I don't think that Serena is forgivable after what she has done to her.
Finally, Yvonne, if I can take it back to current events in the real world for a second. As you know, women dressed up this election season as handmaids at women's marches, protests against the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade, people relating to the show as it relates to their sense of real life. Does that give you a sense of responsibility on the set?
I think inevitably it kind of does. I don't think any one of us expected that this show would end up being a political symbol. I mean, in The Handmaid's outfit, like you're saying, is a political symbol. I think what it certainly has done for me personally is inspired me to be more political and be far more aware of what is going on in the world, especially when it comes to women's issues, which is exactly what is important about the show. it raises so many issues for so many different people. And in this day and age, we need art that reflects life. And we need it to reflect the ugly parts of life, because it allows people of all walks of life, really, to look at the show and be inspired in various different ways, to have a conversation, to do something, to take action. And I'm just so very grateful to be part of something that can do that on a global scale.
We have been talking to Yvonne Strahovski. She plays Serena Joy on Hulu's powerful series and rendition of The Handmaid's Tale, which just finished season 5. 6 is coming up. Yvonne, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I love NPR.
Much appreciated.